great when you have to wait. In this day of more and more demands and our shrinking paychecks, they have actually managed to roll back some prices. But they've kept the things you like best, such as higher trade-in allowances and free lifetime collision repair warranties. When it comes to fair treatment and growing customer service and satisfaction, all dealers are not necessarily created equal to Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick, M25, and Seaboy.
Can you imagine being so efficient that you get an extra hour out of your day? What would you do with that extra hour? The possibilities are endless. And just how do you get that extra hour? By heading to your nearest Thumb Cellular office to check out their selection of BlackBerry smartphones. You heard right. Find out why the BlackBerry smartphone is the number one selling smartphone in the United States. Studies show that the average BlackBerry user increases productivity by 60 minutes a day. There's thousands of apps for you to download to make you more efficient at work and to entertain you when you're at play. The best part is, you can now get a BlackBerry smartphone for as low as $49. Stop into any Thumb Cellular office in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, or Sandusky and ask about the BlackBerry Pearl Flip 8230. A great flip phone with all the power of a BlackBerry smartphone for just $49. Terms of service apply, and it's available from Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb.
Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name.
Are you tired of running around, wasting fuel, and spending your hard-earned money on stamps just to pay your bills? There is a better way. This is Mike LePage from Thumb National Bank and Trust Company. With Thumb National's online bill pay, you can save money, time, and spare yourself the headaches. Just imagine, no more handwritten checks, envelopes, or stamps. No more worrying about lost mail. TN Bill Pay is a quick and convenient way for you to pay all your bills from one website. Plus, it's 10 times safer than mailing checks. And with our hassle-free setup, even an adult like me can get started in minutes. Say so long to spending hours balancing your checkbook. It's easy with TN Bill Pay. You can instantly view and print accurate records of your transactions anytime. At Thumb National, we understand the value of your time. So let us help you spend less time paying bills and more time enjoying life.
You want to be where everybody knows your name.
Stop in today and ask us about TN Bill Pay or check us out online at thumbnational.com. Thumb National Bank and Trust Company, a Pigeon, Caseville, Cassidy, and two locations in Bay City, where relationships are built on trust. Member FDIC.
Have you dropped out? Fallen behind? Has life thrown you a curve? Does completing high school seem out of reach? Do you need an EDGE to get back on track? EDGE is a positive alternative high school completion program designed to meet the individual needs of students in a very flexible format. If you need an EDGE to complete your high school education, contact Unionville Seaboing Area Schools at 989-883-2534, extension 194, or visit our website at think-usa.org and click on Alternative Education.
This is Lori Kemp, President of the USA School Board. If you want to step up your child's education, visit our website at www.think-usa.org.
You can make it. We can help. Contact Unionville Seaboing Area Schools at 989-883-2534, extension 194.
We're back here at halftime of the second game of the night. You're listening to Cruise 102.1. Sue Schrader, Mary Lee Schack, bringing you the second round action here tonight of the Class C District from Harbor Beach. It's the USA Patriots with a 10-point lead over the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers. And Mary Lee, if you're the Lakers, what do you got to do?
We got to have some more scoring. And I'm not just saying that because they only have 10, but if who's doing the scoring? They only have two guys.
The Lakers is playing very methodical and looking for a certain shot. But what I was talking about off the air was that I really felt Lakers needed to dribble, penetrate, and draw two, and then dish it off. They started out doing that a little bit, and they found Zwimmer wide open a couple times, and they were exchanging baskets there through the first period. Second period, they kind of got away from that game plan and went to keeping the ball out and letting Zwimmer work one-on-one, which I don't think is going to be good for them. They need to dribble drive, try to draw some fouls on Jake Holland or even on the guards for the Patriots and get to the free throw line and maybe get some and-ones, if nothing else.
And I think, you know, part of that problem in the second quarter there, they picked up Brody Lawrence and tried to deny him the ball and make it difficult to score in that Warwick. I mean, they were playing both of them tight, but they were denying the ball back to the guards, and then it's hard for them to do that penetrate. But now you get further and further away from the basket, and you're not in your comfort zone. So credit USA for making it difficult for Lakers to even get into that offensive set. So scorers for Lakers, Volker with 4, Swimmer with 6, Fletcher on the USA side with 5, McGuire with 6, Allen with 2, Rick with 3, and Gangler with 4. So a lot more balanced scoring on the other side. So, you know, when you look at it, I really think the Lakers guards need to score.
So when we come back here, it's going to be the final half, and will it be the Lakers moving on to play the winner of the first game, the Isle of Beach Pirates, or will it be USA looking to reclaim the title as district champs in the area? We'll be back after this break.
Orion dribbles it down the court, passes to Shelby at the top of the key. Shelby cuts down the lane and, ooh, blatantly fouled by Smith. Shelby will get 2 free throws. It doesn't look like Shelby's getting up. He may be out for the remainder of the game.
When you have any sports injury, major or minor, talk to your doctor. Then take your assessment and treatment order to Narayan Rehabilitation of Bad Axe. Certified athletic trainer Stacey Cray knows all sports. She has responded to on-field and on-court injuries at area school athletic events for the past 6 years. Stacey Cray is trained in sports-specific injuries. Knowing past and future physical demands on the injured area helps her design the most effective treatment program to get you back in the game fast. When sports injury rehabilitation is prescribed, get the best care from the people who care and who know sports injuries. Narayan Rehabilitation, just west of Bad Axe on M53. Need a special appointment time? Narayan Rehabilitation can schedule treatments outside of regular business days, and they're already expanded hours.
Your local hometown grocery store, Pigeon IGA, is proud of our community, proud of our school systems, and proud of our area Lakers sports team. Have you stopped into Pigeon IGA lately? You'd be proud of their selection and prices. So whether it's picking up lunch with Pigeon IGA's homemade soup of the day or roasted chicken, rotisserie chicken, macaroni salad, potato salad, and more from the deli for your family dinner tonight, or stopping in regularly for your weekly grocery shopping, they thank you for your continued business and support of our community. That's Pigeon IGA, located on the corner of M142 and Caseville Road in Pigeon.
We're back here at Harbor Beach High School, where we're getting ready for the start of the second half. USA with the lead, 20-10, a very low-scoring first half, which if you're Lakers, you're plenty happy only being down 10 at halftime.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think when you look at these two teams, the Lakers keeping a team 40 or less points, man, you stay in that game.
Well, Lakers comes in over averaging 48 points a game, but they give up 52. And, of course, USA comes in 55 and giving up 50. So Lakers gets the ball inbounds here. They will be going from right to left now on your dial, and Patriots will be going left to right. They get it to Volker. Volker looks to give it back door, but he can't, so he finds Warwick on the left side. Warwick gets the top to Brody Lawrence, wide open for a three. It bounces around, no good. Rebound control there by Kermit. As it shifts away from Warwick, waits for some help to get back. Gosford takes it in. Now he waits for help. Brody Lawrence is going to get another shot at a three. It's no good. Long rebound, and it's chased down there. Warwick manages to throw it off of Kermit's foot. Nice hustle play by the Lakers.
And I like the fact that the guards came out shooting. That, you know, they really never took very good shots, if at all, the first half.
Then now they go with the ball. They finally get it. They get it to Lawrence. Lawrence brings it to the top of the key.
Somebody had a hold of his shirt all the way through the paint.
Now he gives it to Warwick. Warwick gives it to Zimmer on the top, and nobody's even going to pick him up. He needs to make that an honest. That coaching staff has got to catch that real quick and say, hey, at least take a dribble penetration and make Allen come out on you. He gets it down low. He goes up against Ty and gets the air. Straight away jump shot. He went up and faded away at the last second and laid it up and in. USA with their first possession now of the second half. And it's kicked away by Gasho.
I keep doing that. It just really frustrates ball handlers when you keep knocking the ball away. Any kind of deflection is good.
It's so hard when I watch it at the high school level because, you know, I do so much video editing at the NCAA level that when they kick it, it changes the shot clock to 30 seconds, or from 30 to 15. You know, they don't.